Time now for your letters. A number of you wrote in about Daniel Shore's commentary last week on Britain's Hutton Report that found Prime Minister Tony Blair's government had not manipulated intelligence findings prior to the war in Iraq. Ellen Wood writes, "I have the greatest respect for Dan Shore and have for many years, but the comment I heard from him this morning on the Hutton Report in Britain was a big disappointment. He presented it as a model for the U.S. to follow. In fact, it was a disgrace. Hutton had a narrow brief and interpreted it even more narrowly, leaving out any consideration of the evidence about the government's case for war to give the government the benefit of the doubt. He only went beyond those narrow limits when it came to casting blame on the BBC. Not only was this a cover-up for Blair and his government, it represents a truly frightening threat to the freedom of the media in Britain. The last thing you want is something comparable in the U.S. We also got many appreciative letters for Leanne Hansen's interview with Douglas Adams, the comedic genius behind The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. In the early 1980s, I was living in one of radio's death valleys when an NPR sound engineer sent me a set of tapes, writes Judith Angelo of Cleveland Heights, Ohio. I remember sitting at home listening to them while I worked and eventually just falling forward, my forehead on the drawing board, shaking with not just laughter, but with joy that there were such minds and voices in the world. My daughter was about 3 years old at the time. I consider her early exposure to Adams as one of the balances to all the things I did not do well as a parent, and since then Hitchhikers has become one of the coded languages by which both private and public kindred spirits can be recognized. They're everywhere. The number 42 shows up most obscurely as the name of one of the best contra dances ever written, and perhaps most famously as Fox Mulder's apartment number in the TV series The X-Files. My daughter called me the day Adams died. She and one of her friends had just been out in the evening on the street reading Adams to passers-by. Please write to us with your views and comments. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. That's wesun@npr.org. And please give us guidance in the pronunciation of your name and let us know the name of the city or town where you live.